Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Get this light. In John chapter 8, verse 12, we read, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." I frequently receive solicitations through my email offering the brightest flashlight on the face of the planet. Well, it may not be specifically described in that manner, but they make it sound as if I cannot live without it. Now, I want you to know that I am not adverse to light. As a teen, I learned to quietly slip into the house a few minutes after curfew because I did not want my parents to know I was late. A few times, however, I found myself stumbling over a chair or table. My mom had a habit of rearranging the furniture. I wonder if she did that as a ploy to hear when I came home. It is sad to realize that many people have not received the light, Jesus, that came into the world to free us from the inky blackness of sin. We are born into sin, and the only way for the light to shine is to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. It is not by infant baptism or doing good works, but only by confessing our sins and asking the Lord to take control of our life. Do you have His light in your life? If not, I urge you to take that vital step right now. I assure you that this light is definitely the brightest light in the universe. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.